living abroad. Every month we interview someone who's lived or visited another country about their experiences and impressions of that country. This month we're speaking to Linda about her time in Kansas in the city of Manhattan. So Linda, why did you go to Kansas?
I went to study veterinary medicine at Kansas State University.
What did you expect it to be like, and what were your first impressions?
Honestly, I thought it'd be kind of boring. I had this image of small towns with lots of farm animals.
What did you do there?
Mostly I just studied. When we had time, we drove to little towns in Kansas. My favourite thing to do was just pick a direction and drive. You never know where you're going to end up.
What were the best things about it?
Manhattan has a great university feel to it. I loved going to the football games. We'd spend the whole day tailgating outside the stadium, drinking beer and having a big barbecue.
Was it easy to meet people?
People from Kansas are so friendly. I met most of the people at school events, like the football games and in the bars downtown. There's a big section of the city called Aggieville, where all the bars and dance clubs are located. My friends invited me to their houses for holidays all the time since I had nowhere to go. On the downside, I'd have to say that many Kansans are very sheltered and don't pay much attention to life outside the US. But as the grandma of my Kansan friend might say, we're still sweet as pie.
What were the worst things about being there?
It's very difficult to get around Kansas without a car. Everything's so spread out and there isn't really a public transportation system.
What was the funniest thing that happened while you were there?
I remember one trip I took with my friend to her grandparents' house. They had horses and asked me if I wanted to go for a ride. Well, I'd never ridden a horse before, but I decided to give it a go. So I hopped on and everything was fine for a minute. But then the horse went crazy, started bucking and making these crazy noises. I thought I was going to die. Sarah, my friend, eventually calmed the horse down, but not before I destroyed an entire section of the fence. I thought they would be mad, but they were just in shock. They couldn't believe I stayed on the horse for that long. They kept asking me if I'd ever thought about being in a rodeo. To this day, they still call me Wild Linda.
Did you have any other problems?
I'm Swedish, but my English is pretty good because my dad's English, but it took a little while to get used to the accent. The people from the cities don't really have a strong accent, but the people from the country are hard to understand sometimes. You also have to be careful with the weather. I was there for a year and in the winter it was absolutely freezing, and during the summer it was so hot I thought I might die. Of course they have heating and air conditioning everywhere.
So would you go back?
Definitely. I made some great friends and discovered a new passion for horseback riding.